We have a number of fine speakers today, 5 from business and 3 from international. When I established this symposium, it was based upon a few ideas and opinions that I've gathered over the last few years with biochar that I think we are overlooking. One of the common criticisms that I hear from co-authors and also from reviewers is, what is an actual application rate or a normal application rate of biochar on soils? If you look at the literature, safely it's 1 to 2%. That's what most people use. When they want to push the envelope, they use 10%. Well, a few years ago, we started thinking, what does that really mean if you had to produce that much biochar, and how much land area would it take to get that? So we did some calculations, we did some talking around, and when we did the numbers based upon recoveries and biomass produced, we were startled with that. And in a few of the other conversations this week I had with folks, 1% is equivalent to approximately 10 tons per acre. That's a lot of biochar to produce. You need a lot of feedstock for that. So that was the inspiration for this talk. First, do we have the capability of making that much biochar? And then, if down the road biochar becomes a mechanism to increase soil productivity, in other words, it's adopted by more countries, will we be able to keep up with that demand? It sounds very simple, but that was the inception for this particular symposium. So I put together a little talk here, or introduction, before we begin, and I will speak a little bit more on this. As I said, this symposium was convened to address expected world biochar usage. To me, I haven't seen that yet in the last 4 or 5 years that I've been working with biochars. Who's worried about, are we going to have enough? Is there a sufficient biomass supply available for this? So if you look here, what I constructed, this little guy's here worried. Should he have worried or should he have strength? Now, I was going to put one of my associates' picture here and goof on him a little bit, but I decided to be professional and just leave his name off here. Other than that, this represents the biomass circle here. Do we have enough pine trees, or if we're going to use grain or to put that in? That's why I have these particular question marks here. Do we have enough of the biomass available to produce what we may expect? Now, as I said, this came from some of the calculations that were presented in a paper that I did back in 2013 here, that we're just working with one switchgrass feedstock, which is very common here in our coastal plain. We normally can get 13 tons per hectare in a growing season with switchgrass, which is a very common yield amount. I make biochars in Florence, so I get yields of anywhere from 24 to 45%. Most of the time, they're right in this region, 30 to 35%. That's not a high recovery, but that's what we're getting when we pyrolysize 400, 500, and 600 degrees. Now, I took the high road and said that when you put 2% biochar on soils, which I commonly do, that's equivalent to 40 tons per hectare. That's a lot of char. So if a person was to back calculate how much switchgrass do I need to get this amount of biochar, it works out from anywhere from 6 to 12 hectares of harvest round. That's a lot of area, and that's only for 1 hectare, 40 tons. So that's what got me scared, or with some anxiety. Where are we going to get all this switchgrass on this scale to treat several thousand hectares if we choose to do that? So that's the reason for this particular talk. And when I was conceiving this and I was trying to figure out who can I address or who can I invite to address this, I was shocked because a lot of folks were like, well, I don't know. And in the inception, I wanted to make sure that I had enough people who actually make the biochar and to ask them, can they make this amount? What are their expectations? What are their problems with trying to make that biochar? How can they get all that feedstock? So if you notice here, we have Kelpie Wilson, Ray Campbell graciously stepped in at the last minute. We'll be talking from the Terriblu Company. The previous speaker there at Wilson Hago declined at the last minute. I have always enjoyed Tom Miles' talks. I've seen him talk back in Denver. Very good presentations. John Bonitz I asked to speak because he's an icon in the Southeast with bioenergy. And then Gloria I asked to speak on because, again, sustainable, is biochar sustainable? And I'm hoping that these give us a very good perspectives from outside the scientific area. Now, as I said, also, this would be a world view, world vision. Consequently, I invited some of the world's experts that are icons across the seas. Balwan Singh from Sydney, Claudia Kamen in Germany, and Niles. These groups will then express their opinions specifically on that area. How are we going to make all this char? What are some of our problems and marketing? And also, what are their opinions? But the one ground rule was I asked them not to sell their product. Okay? Exactly. Not to sell their product, to say mine is better than theirs. What I asked them to do was to address those issues so that they can give us an unbiased thing. And if I hear, oh, we don't have enough pine chips or we have transportation problems, that's kind of what I thought we would come across and hear today.